if the people don't read what's going on since the 7th of October and didn't read, actually, or didn't understand what's happening before the 7th of October, I don't think that after 200 days of slaughtering the Palestinian people, anyone will understand. I mean, what's going on in Gaza, it's a real genocide. Israel taken to the ICJ under this convention, the genocidal convention. Israel is accused of perpetrating genocide. If the people still talking about what's going on the 7th of October as if the 7th of October or the suffering or the plight of the Palestinian people started on the 7th of October, they are wrong. And I don't think that they will read it later on. What happened on the 7th, it didn't come out of thin air. What happens on the 7th of October, it's long. It's a decades of suffering of the Palestinian people under this this apartheid colonial occupation. And the 7th of October came just to tell the people that there is a people who are slaughtered, who are taking their rights, deny their rights to self-determination. I don't think that after 200 days of like more than 34,000 Palestinians were killed, the majority of them are children and women. What's the fault of these, like, you know, children and women to be killed? Gaza, like, you know, flattened. There is no hospital, there is no health system, there is no university, there is no schools. And the suffering continue nonstop until the minute the international community didn't move, even didn't manage to take a decision in the Security Council. For four times, United States veto the ceasefire. What's left for the Palestinians after these 200 days?
I want to come back to the US in just a moment. Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's Prime Minister, has indicated he's about to send troops into Rafah with the aim of achieving victory against Hamas. Can you see any end to this war? And can victory against Hamas ever be achieved? Or is what Israel doing at the moment creating the next generation of Hamas members?
I mean, war at all in any way means victory to anyone. Everybody's losing. Everybody is a loser. And hope for this to put an end. I mean, it's the international community who failed, like, you know, the Palestinian people, who failed until this minute to stop Israel. The incursion of Rafah will happen because I know that everyone now listening to us knew the passing of this aid to the Israelis in the last couple of days from the American Congress. So it means that Israel will continue by the support of the international community, or if I wanted to put it like by the Americans, they will go ahead with their war. I mean, they don't listen to anyone, and they will go ahead, and this will be catastrophic.
And on the U.S. ambassador, what do you make of their stance in terms of, you know, we've seen they've been a big supporter of Israel, Joe Biden in particular. They are planning to sanction an Israeli military unit for the first time in history, Israel's Netzah Yehuda battalion, over alleged human rights violations in the occupied West Bank, which Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to reject. But we also see the recent $95 billion support aid package, security assistance to Ukraine, Israel and Taiwan. $26.38 billion of that is for Israel, $9.1 billion of that sum is for humanitarian needs. But $5.2 billion goes to replenishing and expanding Israel's missile and rocket defense system. On the one, they seem to be wanting to have their cake and eat it.
You know, sometimes, I mean, as a Palestinian, when we see these things, we don't know what's going on, except that we're still under slaughter. We're still under the missile and the bombardment of the Israelis. I mean, the United States and the international community, as long as they couldn't take a decision to stop Israel from killing the Palestinians. I don't see all what you mentioned. I respected, because you just tell the people how the international system works. But on the ground, I see my family, my friends, my neighbors, my town. It's a slaughter on a daily basis. All this money that goes to those people who are like killing the innocent people doesn't make sense. Maybe for the people who send, but for the people who receive it, who are attacked, who are killed every day, that means that there is no justice in this world. And as long as Israel will continue to slaughter the Palestinians by the money of the international community, by the trade, the arm, providing Israel with a trade with arms, trading weapons to the Israelis, this will not stop. This war will not stop against the Palestinians.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin in recent days has been expressing his dissatisfaction at the response by the European Commission and EU member states to a request by Ireland and Spain for a review of the EU-Israel Association Agreement in light of Israel's bombardment of Gaza. Do you hope that this will change and that that agreement may be postponed, halted, suspended or finished?
You know, the idea, I would like to say thank you, Taoiseach, and thank you, the Irish people. Thank you, the government of Ireland, and everyone, raise their voice for the justice on the Palestinians. The issue of calling the EU to review this agreement by Ireland and by Spain is highly appreciated. The idea itself of calling the EU to review is a strong step, and I'm sure that by the time this will happen, and the review will happen, as long as Ireland and the Irish people are put effort for the EU to review this association. I would like to thank the Taoiseach. I would like to thank the Taoiseach. I would like to thank the Irish people for their support and solidarity. I would like as well to thank Denis Vaughan from Clare, who organized this trip and who invited me to talk to the people in Clare.